In the realm of constant connectivity and endless social interaction, the concept of solitude often carries an air of mystery and apprehension. Yet, it is in these quiet moments of seclusion that some of the most profound insights into self-improvement and personal growth are found. This exploration delves deep into the heart of solitude, not as a mere absence of company, but as a rich, introspective journey guided by the wisdom of history's greatest minds in philosophy and psychology. Solitude, a state often misinterpreted as loneliness or isolation, holds a profound potential for self-discovery. Away from the distractions and influences of a bustling world, it offers a unique clarity and a mirror reflecting our deepest selves. This journey is not one of desolation, but a pathway to understanding, peace, and inner strength. Throughout history, solitude has been a choice of the wise and the insightful. Philosophers and psychologists, in their quest for understanding, often turned away from the noise of society to listen to the quieter voices within. These moments of solitude were not escapes, but deep dives into the very essence of human existence, leading to groundbreaking ideas and theories that have shaped our understanding of the human psyche. This exploration is not just about solitude as an abstract concept, but as a lived experience through the perspectives of renowned thinkers. We traverse the psychological landscapes of Carl Jung, who sought understanding in the shadowed corners of the human mind. We walk alongside Friedrich Nietzsche, who found in solitude the strength for self-ownership and individualism. We also step into the stoic tranquility of Marcus Aurelius, where solitude becomes a space for reflection and maintaining inner harmony. The existential perspectives of Albert Camus and Rollo May shed light on how solitude can be a battleground for confronting life's inherent absurdities and personal anxieties. In our modern world, where solitude is often drowned out by the constant buzz of technology, rediscovering its value is more important than ever. It's in these moments of silence and separation from the digital chatter that we can truly hear our own voice and tap into a deeper sense of self. This journey through the insights of famous philosophers and psychologists aims to redefine solitude. It is an exploration of how solitary experiences, far from being a state of loneliness, can be transformative, empowering, and enlightening. By understanding and embracing the lessons from these solitary wanderers, we open the door to a world of self-reflection, peace, and profound personal growth. As we embark on this exploration, we invite you to reconsider the role of solitude in your own life. Whether you find solace in your moments alone or face them with apprehension, there is wisdom to be gleaned from those who have walked this path before. Let's uncover the hidden lessons of solitude and in doing so perhaps discover unexplored aspects of ourselves. Your visions will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Carl Gustav Jung, a Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, introduced the world to profound concepts that revolutionized the understanding of the human psyche. His teachings provide a valuable framework for our exploration of solitude as a tool for self-improvement and personal growth. Jung's fascination with the human mind led him to the depths of the unconscious, a realm he believed held the key to understanding our innermost selves. Unlike his contemporary Sigmund Freud, who viewed the unconscious primarily as a storehouse of repressed desires and unfulfilled wishes, Jung saw it as a rich tapestry of symbols, archetypes, and collective memories. He argued that our conscious minds are just the tip of an iceberg, with the vast majority of our psyche residing in this unseen, unexplored underwater portion. The concept of the shadow stands out in his work. He described the shadow as the darker, often neglected part of our personality, consisting of repressed weaknesses, instincts, and desires. Everyone possesses this shadow side, and it is only by acknowledging and confronting it that one can achieve wholeness. This confrontation is not about eradicating the shadow, but about integrating it. He believed that by facing our darker aspects, we could learn from them and in doing so, embark on a journey towards self-realization. For Jung, solitude was not a mere withdrawal from the world, but an opportunity to engage in a deep and meaningful dialogue with oneself. In the silence away from societal expectations and distractions, we can hear the whispers of our unconscious mind, beckoning us to explore and understand the mysteries locked within. Solitude provides the perfect setting for this exploration, offering a space where the conscious and unconscious can meet, interact, and reconcile. This process of introspection and self-analysis, however, is not without its challenges. It requires courage to face the aspects of ourselves we have long ignored or hidden away. It involves sifting through memories, emotions, and thoughts, some of which may be uncomfortable or even painful. But as Jung famously said, your visions will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes. This awakening is the ultimate reward of the solitary journey inward, a clearer, more profound understanding of who we are and what drives us. Jung's methodology for integrating the shadow involves acknowledging its existence and then understanding its nature. This process, known as shadow work, can be facilitated by various techniques such as dream analysis, active imagination, and personal reflection. By engaging in these practices, especially in moments of solitude, we can begin to unravel the complexities of our shadow selves. The integration of the shadow is a crucial step toward achieving what Jung termed individuation, the process of becoming an individual, a unified whole. This is not a journey towards perfection, but towards completeness. It involves recognizing and accepting all aspects of oneself, both good and bad, light and dark. Solitude in this context serves as a nurturing ground for this integration, providing the time and space necessary for deep self-reflection and personal growth. Jung's approach to solitude as a transformative experience aligns with his broader views on personal development. He believed that within each individual lies the potential for profound change and growth. Solitude acts as a catalyst for this transformation, allowing us to dive into the depths of our being and emerge with a greater sense of self-awareness and understanding. The key lesson from his teachings is the importance of embracing solitude not as a retreat from the world, but as an active engagement with our inner selves. It is in these moments of quiet introspection that we can confront our shadows, integrate them, and move towards a more authentic and complete version of ourselves. As we continue on this journey, exploring the path of the loner, we carry with us Jung's wisdom on the importance of introspection and the power of facing one's inner self. His teachings remind us that solitude can be a profound experience, filled with opportunities for personal growth and self-discovery. In the words of Jung, looking inside is not just a path to awakening, it is an adventure into the very core of our being, revealing truths about ourselves that we might never have known otherwise. The individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. If you try it, you will be lonely often and sometimes frightened, but no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself. Friedrich Nietzsche, a German philosopher of the late 19th century, is often associated with radical ideas that pushed against the prevailing moral and philosophical boundaries of his time. One of the central tenets of Nietzsche's philosophy is the importance of individualism and the strength that comes from embracing solitude. He championed the idea of the Übermensch, or overman, an individual who transcends the conventional boundaries and norms imposed by society. To him, the journey towards becoming an Übermensch is intrinsically linked with the willingness to stand alone, to detach oneself from the herd mentality that dominates much of human existence. He saw solitude not as a state of loneliness, but as a state of freedom, where one could break free from societal expectations and discover their true potential. For Nietzsche, solitude is where one confronts the most profound questions of existence, far away from the distractions and influences of society. It is in this space of isolation that individuals have the opportunity to challenge themselves, to question their beliefs and values, and to forge a unique identity and purpose. Nietzsche's perspective on solitude is not just about physical aloneness, it is also about mental and philosophical independence. He believed that to truly find oneself and achieve greatness, one must be willing to stand apart, to think differently, and to take the path less traveled. This often means facing loneliness and fear, as he poignantly notes in his quote, "The individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. If you try it, you will be lonely often and sometimes frightened, but no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself." In Nietzsche's philosophy, embracing solitude is essential for self-discovery and personal growth. He saw the journey into solitude as a crucible, a challenging process that tests and refines an individual's character. It's through this process that one can shed societal conditioning and rediscover their innate strengths and desires. Nietzsche's encouragement to embrace solitude also involves embracing suffering and struggle. He believed that overcoming difficulties and enduring loneliness are what forge a strong, independent character. This process of self-overcoming is central to Nietzsche's idea of personal development. It is through facing and conquering our inner challenges that we grow and evolve. His call to solitude is ultimately a call to authenticity. In his view, only by stepping away from the crowd and facing oneself in the stillness of solitude can an individual truly come to know and express their authentic self. This authenticity is not just about self-knowledge, it's about the freedom to create oneself, to live according to one's own values and desires rather than those imposed by society. This path is not easy. He recognized that solitude could be a daunting and sometimes painful experience. However, he also believed that it is in these moments of struggle and isolation that we find our greatest strengths and our most profound truths. Solitude, in his philosophy, is a transformative force, a necessary condition for those who seek to live a life of depth, purpose, and authenticity. Friedrich Nietzsche's exploration of solitude challenges us to rethink our relationship with ourselves and the world around us. His philosophy invites us to step into the unknown territories of our minds, to question, to seek, and to grow. It encourages us to see solitude not as a burden, but as an opportunity for profound self-discovery and personal growth. As we continue our journey through the perspectives of great thinkers on the path of the loner, Nietzsche's words resonate with a powerful message. Embracing solitude is not just about being alone, it's about owning yourself, discovering your true potential, and living a life of authenticity and purpose. The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Moving on from the profound insights of Friedrich Nietzsche, we delve into the existential philosophy of Albert Camus, a thinker who explored the depths of human existence and its inherent absurdities. A French-Algerian philosopher and writer offered a unique perspective on life, solitude, and the human condition. Albert Camus is best known for his philosophy of the absurd, a concept that seeks to understand the human quest for meaning in a seemingly indifferent, chaotic universe. Camus argued that life is inherently devoid of meaning, and that our relentless search for purpose in a meaningless world is what creates the absurd condition. However, rather than viewing this realization as a cause for despair, Camus saw it as an opportunity for personal liberation and rebellion. In his seminal works, such as The Myth of Sisyphus and The Stranger, Camus illustrated the absurdity of human life through characters who confront the meaningless nature of existence. He proposed that when we acknowledge life's inherent absurdity, we are faced with three choices: suicide, a leap of faith, embracing religious or philosophical beliefs that provide artificial meaning, or acceptance and rebellion. Camus advocated for the latter, urging individuals to embrace the absurd and live with it, rather than seeking escape. For him, embracing the absurdity of existence means accepting that life may not have a grand universal meaning or purpose. This acceptance does not lead to nihilism or despair, but rather to a profound sense of freedom. In the face of an absurd world, individuals are free to create their own meaning, to define their own values, and to live according to their own terms. This perspective places a significant emphasis on personal autonomy and individual experience. In solitude, away from societal pressures and collective beliefs, one can confront the absurdity of life more directly and authentically. Solitude becomes a space for reflection, for questioning, and for understanding the absurd condition of human existence. The key lesson from Camus' philosophy is the discovery of personal strength in the solitary struggle against the absurd. Camus believed that it is in our confrontation with life's inherent meaninglessness that we find our greatest potential for growth and resilience. He saw this struggle not as a passive resignation, but as an active rebellion against the absurdity of existence. In solitude, we are not distracted by the false comforts and illusions offered by society. We can face the absurd directly and forge our own path. This process requires courage, honesty, and a willingness to confront the most fundamental questions of our existence. As Camus famously stated, "The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion." In this rebellion, we find not only freedom, but also a profound sense of purpose and fulfillment. Camus' perspective on solitude is unique in that it frames aloneness as an act of defiance against an absurd world. In solitude, we are not merely alone. We are actively engaging with the deepest truths of our existence. We are questioning, challenging, and redefining our understanding of life and our place in it. This form of solitude is not about escaping from the world, but about engaging with it more authentically. It is a space where we can strip away the pretenses and distractions of society and face the raw truth of our existence. In this space, we can find clarity, strength, and a sense of authentic existence that is grounded in our own experiences and choices. Albert Camus' philosophy offers a compelling perspective on the path of the loner. It invites us to see solitude not as a retreat from the world, but as a space for profound engagement with the most fundamental aspects of our existence. It challenges us to find strength and purpose in the face of life's inherent absurdity, and to embrace our solitary journey as a form of rebellion and freedom. As we continue to explore the perspectives of great thinkers on solitude, Camus' insights remind us that the path of the loner is not just a journey inward, but also a journey outward into the world. It is a path of questioning, confronting, and ultimately rebelling against the absurdities of existence, finding in this rebellion a source of strength, freedom, and authentic living. Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul. After exploring the existential perspectives of Albert Camus, we now turn our focus to the ancient wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher. His meditations on life, solitude, and the human spirit offer timeless lessons on finding inner peace and resilience. Marcus Aurelius, one of the last great emperors of Rome, is best known for his contributions to Stoic philosophy. Stoicism, a school of Hellenistic philosophy, emphasizes the development of self-control and fortitude as a means to overcome destructive emotions. For Marcus Aurelius, Stoicism was not just an intellectual exercise, but a practical guide for living a meaningful life, especially amidst the immense responsibilities and challenges of ruling an empire. In his personal writings, later compiled as Meditations, Aurelius frequently reflects on themes of nature, the rational order of the universe, and the importance of aligning oneself with these natural laws. His philosophy is grounded in the belief that peace and happiness come not from external circumstances, but from one's inner life and attitude. He believed in the power of the human mind to maintain tranquility and clarity despite external chaos. He advocated for a life lived in accordance with nature and reason, where one's actions are guided by virtue and wisdom. For Aurelius, the greatest challenges and disturbances come not from the outside world, but from within, from our own reactions, judgments, and emotions. One of the key practices in Stoicism, and particularly in Aurelius's teachings, is the exercise of reflection and introspection. He saw solitude as an essential element for this practice, a time to retreat into one's own mind and examine one's thoughts, beliefs, and actions. In his own words, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." For him, solitude was not about physical isolation, but about creating a space within oneself for calm and introspective thought. In this space, one can step back from the distractions and demands of the external world and engage in a dialogue with oneself. This process of reflection is crucial for understanding our reactions to life's events and for aligning our actions with our values and principles. In his Meditations, Aurelius often discusses the idea of observing one's thoughts and emotions as if from a distance, without being swept away by them. This practice of detached awareness allows for a deeper understanding of the self and fosters a sense of inner harmony and resilience. By regularly engaging in this solitary reflection, we can cultivate a mental state that remains stable and serene, regardless of external circumstances. Stoicism teaches that true freedom and peace come from within, from the mastery over one's own thoughts and emotions. Marcus Aurelius's reflections show that solitude can be a powerful ally in this pursuit. It provides the opportunity to disconnect from the noise of the external world and to reconnect with our deeper selves. In solitude, we can practice the Stoic principles of acceptance, understanding that we cannot control external events, only our reactions to them. We can also cultivate gratitude and mindfulness, focusing on the present moment and appreciating the simple joys of life. These practices help in building a resilient and contented spirit, grounded in the wisdom of self-awareness and self-mastery. Marcus Aurelius's Stoic philosophy offers a profound perspective on the role of solitude in achieving inner peace and resilience. His teachings remind us that solitude is not an escape from the world, but a return to the self, a space where we can cultivate wisdom, virtue, and emotional strength. As we continue on our journey exploring the path of the loner, the insights of Aurelius serve as a guiding light, showing us how solitude can be used not just for reflection but for the maintenance and enhancement of our inner harmony. In our moments alone, we have the opportunity to engage with some of the deepest and most transformative aspects of our being, forging a sense of peace and stability that can withstand the tumults of the external world. Loneliness is the poverty of self, solitude is richness of self. Building on the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we now turn to the 20th century existential psychologist Rollo May, whose perspectives on solitude, anxiety, and personal growth offer a modern take on the timeless journey of self-discovery. Often regarded as the father of existential psychology in America, brought a unique blend of existential philosophy and psychoanalytic theory to the study of human behavior. May's work focuses on the human experience, emphasizing the role of individual choice, responsibility, and the search for meaning in life. One of his central themes is the exploration of anxiety, not as a symptom to be eradicated, but as a fundamental aspect of the human condition that can lead to personal growth and self-awareness. In his approach, May differentiates between two types of loneliness: existential loneliness, an inevitable part of the human condition, and neurotic loneliness, a result of avoiding the existential loneliness. He posits that embracing solitude, and thus confronting existential loneliness, is essential for genuine self-discovery and psychological health. He viewed anxiety as an inescapable part of being human. Rather than something to be avoided or suppressed, May believed anxiety could be a powerful catalyst for self-examination and personal growth. He argued that facing our anxieties in moments of solitude allows us to confront our deepest fears and uncertainties, leading to a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. According to May, it is only by acknowledging and wrestling with our anxieties that we can truly come to terms with them. This process of confrontation requires courage, the courage to be alone with oneself and one's thoughts, to face the existential realities of life, including our own finitude, freedom, and isolation. For May, solitude is far more than physical aloneness. It is a psychological space where one can engage in honest self-reflection. In his view, solitude provides the necessary quietude and distance from everyday distractions for profound introspective work. It is in these moments of stillness that we can confront our anxieties and fears, not as abstract concepts, but as lived experiences that shape our existence. This confrontation is not a passive act. It involves actively engaging with our anxieties, questioning their origins, and understanding their impact on our lives. May believed that through this process, individuals could achieve a greater sense of authenticity and personal freedom. In his words, loneliness is the poverty of self, solitude is richness of self. Rollo May's existential psychology underscores the necessity of solitude for personal development. He saw solitude as an opportunity to delve into the deeper aspects of the self, our values, beliefs, and existential concerns. This process is essential for developing a sense of identity that is not merely a reflection of societal expectations, but an authentic expression of our innermost selves. In solitude, we can also cultivate resilience and a greater capacity for coping with life's challenges. By facing our anxieties and fears alone, we learn to trust in our own strength and wisdom. This self-reliance is crucial for navigating the complexities of life with confidence and purpose. His insights into the nature of anxiety and the role of solitude in confronting it offer a valuable perspective on the path of the loner. He invites us to see solitude not as a state to be feared or avoided, but as a vital space for personal growth and self-realization. In the quiet moments alone with ourselves, we can confront the truths of our existence, find clarity amidst the chaos, and emerge with a stronger, more authentic sense of self. As we continue our exploration of the wisdom of solitude, Rollo May's teachings remind us that the journey inward is not just a path of introspection, but also a path of courage, the courage to face our deepest fears, to embrace our anxieties, and to discover the richness that lies within the solitude of our own being. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. From the existential introspection of Rollo May, we now shift to the transcendent views of Ralph Waldo Emerson, a 19th century American philosopher, essayist, and poet, whose works on individualism and self-reliance have profoundly influenced the fabric of American thought and self-perception. Often considered the father of American transcendentalism, championed the ideals of individuality and personal integrity. His essays, most notably Self-Reliance, articulate a philosophy that prioritizes the inner voice and personal conviction over societal norms and external approval. Emerson's message is clear. The individual is the central unit of society, and true growth and happiness stem from self-reliance and authenticity. Central to his philosophy is the concept of self-reliance, which he defines as the reliance on one's own powers and resources rather than those of others. This self-reliance is not merely a matter of survival or independence, but a moral imperative. Emerson views it as essential for the cultivation of a robust individual character and a vibrant, diverse society. For Emerson, nonconformity is the natural corollary to self-reliance. He argues against blind adherence to societal norms and popular opinion, advocating instead for a life guided by personal conscience and intuition. Emerson's famous quote, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment," encapsulates this idea. It's a call to resist the pressures to conform and a reminder of the immense value of personal authenticity. In his view, solitude is a vital ingredient for developing self-reliance. Away from the crowd and societal pressures, one finds the space to listen to their inner voice and discover their true desires and beliefs. Solitude, for Emerson, is not about isolation or withdrawal from society. Instead, it's about creating a necessary distance to cultivate self-awareness and independent thought. He encourages us to embrace solitude as a time of reflection and personal growth. In these moments alone, we can ponder our experiences, evaluate our beliefs, and forge our path. This process requires courage and honesty, as it often means challenging the status quo and facing the uncertainties that come with forging one's own path. For Emerson, the journey into solitude is also a journey towards authenticity. It is in the quiet moments of introspection that we can shed societal expectations and uncover our true selves. This authenticity is not a fixed state, but a continuous process of self-discovery and expression. His philosophy suggests that authentic living is not just about self-satisfaction, but also about contributing to society in a meaningful way. By being true to ourselves, we bring a unique perspective and energy to the world, enriching it through our individuality. This contribution, Emerson argues, is the highest form of social engagement, one that respects the diversity and autonomy of each individual. His philosophy encourages us to view solitude not as a retreat from the world, but as a crucial space for cultivating independence, authenticity, and a deep sense of self. As we continue our exploration of solitude and its impact on the human spirit, Emerson's words remind us of the transformative power of solitude in fostering self-reliance and independent thought. His legacy inspires us to embrace our individuality, to listen to our inner voice, and to have the courage to be true to ourselves, even in the face of societal pressures. Concluding our exploration into the profound realms of solitude, as illuminated by some of history's most significant thinkers, we find ourselves enriched with a diverse tapestry of insights and wisdom. Each philosopher and psychologist we've encountered on this journey presents a unique perspective on solitude, offering invaluable lessons for our own solitary paths. From Carl Jung, we learned the importance of introspection and facing our inner shadows. His teachings encourage us to explore the depths of our unconscious, revealing the hidden aspects of ourselves and integrating them for a more complete understanding of who we are. Friedrich Nietzsche taught us about the strength found in solitude and the power of embracing our individuality against the pressures of societal norms. His philosophy challenges us to confront loneliness and find our unique voice in the quiet spaces of our being. Albert Camus introduced us to the concept of the absurd hero, finding strength and freedom in the acceptance of life's inherent meaninglessness. His perspective teaches us that in the embrace of solitude, we confront the absurd, and in doing so, find our personal rebellion and authenticity. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic wisdom, showed us how solitude can be a space for reflection and maintaining inner harmony. His teachings remind us of the tranquility and resilience that come from aligning our thoughts and actions with our deepest values. Rollo May's existential psychology highlighted the necessity of solitude in confronting and overcoming personal anxieties. He taught us that in solitude we confront our fears and, in this confrontation, discover the richness of our inner selves. Finally, Ralph Waldo Emerson's emphasis on self-reliance and non-conformity illustrated the power of solitude in fostering independent thought and authenticity. His philosophy encourages us to find our unique path and voice, even when it means standing alone. As we conclude this journey, it is my hope that these insights inspire you to find value in your solitary moments. Solitude, as we have seen, is not just a state of being alone. It is a profound opportunity for growth, reflection, and self-discovery. It is a space where we can confront our deepest fears, desires, and truths, emerging stronger and more authentic. I encourage you to embrace the moments of solitude in your life. Use them as opportunities to reflect on the teachings of these great minds. Let their wisdom guide you in your own exploration of the self. Remember that solitude is not a journey away from the world, but a deeper journey into yourself, where you can find clarity, peace, and a renewed sense of purpose. In our fast-paced, interconnected world, the value of solitude is often overlooked. Yet, as we have learned from these thinkers, it is in the quiet moments alone that we can hear the most profound truths of our existence. Solitude is a gift, a space where the noise of the world fades away, and we are left with the essence of who we are. So, as we part ways on this journey, I leave you with this invitation. Find solitude, embrace it, and allow it to reveal the depths of your being. In these moments of quiet introspection, you may discover aspects of yourself that you never knew existed. You may find strength, wisdom, and a sense of peace that resonates not just in your solitary moments, but in every aspect of your life.